I will be interviewing Tracy Lee Roseland for Fashion Trends with Uli. I have Tracy Lee Roseland, a celebrity stylist, TV presenter, and a motivational speaker. She started her professional career in the modeling and TV industry at the age of 9 for both locally international campaigns. She fell in love with the industry and never left. She is here today to tell us more about her work in fashion and her experience. Please tell us more about what do you do as a celebrity stylist?
Well, first and foremost, a stylist is somebody that comes onto sets, whether it's music videos or TV productions, and they actually dress the models and the different celebrities in what is they're going to be wearing. So that's basically the first function that a stylist would do. And they'd always make sure that the person looks red carpet ready, that they are dressed appropriately for the different events that they're going to, and I'm a firm believer of they should be wearing local South African fashion.
How would you describe your fashion style?
I would describe my fashion style as magical, because life's magic. So you've got to go with what you're feeling in every single moment. So I can wake up tomorrow morning and I'll feel like a ballerina, and then I'll put on a tutu and I'll put on my little ballet pumps and I'll go out. But then the next day I could feel like, you know, a boss babe. And then I'll put on a 3-piece suit and a pair of high heels and I'll go and conquer the world. So it's all about how I'm feeling in the moment. Life is too short to be able to just put yourself in a box.
Why did you first get involved with the modeling and TV industry?
Well, I fell out of a tree because I was a very big tomboy and I got a huge scar on my leg, and I ran into my house and my leg was bleeding, and my mother got so angry she gave me a hiding. And then she was literally, like, she got such a shock, and she's like, no, this is too much boy stuff. We're going to take you, you're going to do a modeling course. So she took me to the mall and I did this little modeling course to try and make me a little bit more girly and stop me from climbing in the trees. And I actually found that I really enjoyed the modeling as well as climbing the trees. I never stopped. But I did start modeling as well. And that's kind of where the whole TV industry, and I started TV presenting. And I was an ex-attitude presenter from the age of 10, which was really, really great.
What was it like getting started on your career at a such young age?
Well, you tell me, my love. Look at you out here interviewing me on a radio station right now. It's amazing. How do you feel? Don't you feel great?
I feel great.
You feel great? I feel great. Exactly. It's amazing. When you're doing something that you love and you start from it young, there's nothing better, because you're able to build your career and build what it is you're wanting to do the way you're wanting to do it from young. You have more time. So that when you're older, then you know exactly what it is you want to do, man.
What is it like working as a stylist with so many celebrities?
The celebrities I've met is actually nice. I've worked with P Square, I've worked with Tiwa Savage. They're really, really wonderful. What I do dig about all of our African artists is they're so talented and they're so willing to, get involved with their communities. And that's what I love about working with South African celebrities, is actually being able to mix South African music or TV personalities with South African designers and South African fabrics and clothes.
Okay. What fashion tips can you give us?
Follow your vibe. Don't try and start or be involved in trends. We are here to create revolutions and we are here to change the world. Fashion causes a lot of pollution. So we've also got to be very careful what it is we're wearing and how it is we get rid of our clothes. So I always say, with regards to fashion tips, make sure that what you're wearing is good for you and good for the environment, because that is already just going to make sure you're going to be feeling good. And when you feel good, you look your best.
Thank you. Today we are celebrating the youth.
Yes.
Do you have any words to encourage for children who are interested in fashion?
You know, a lot of people always tell you don't give up. But it's a really, really important lesson to learn that, you know, life is lots of ups and downs and it's not always easy, and you're going to get bullies and you're going to get mean people and you're going to get things that you think you were supposed to get that you don't end up getting, and life can seem very unfair. But don't give up. There's always, sometimes, you know, when you're digging Sometimes when you stop digging, you just have to dig just one more time to hit that diamond. So never ever stop. Follow your dreams and make sure that whatever you're doing it with a good heart. Because when you're doing something from a good place, good things will always, always end up coming from it, no matter how long it takes to get to you.
Is there anything else would you like to say?
I'd like to say that Red Cross Radio, guys, what, and I've been at all the radio stations, right? All of them. It's my favorite one. This is my favorite interview I've been on radio doing. This is incredible. You guys, like, the studio is beautiful. I wish you guys could see it in here. It's so fancy. There's TV screens out here. I'm just so proud of the fact that you guys are actually following your dreams and doing more than just dreaming. You're actually going out there and making it a reality. So first and foremost, give me a high five. I'm high-fiving all the presenters here in the station. So thank you very, very, very much for having me. And I hope everybody listening knows that they are loved, that they are special, and that nothing but good will come from those who give good. Much love.
Thank you.
Thank you.